Today is Wednesday, February 12th. We're talking about the winning candidate in New Hampshire, what seems to be a dramatic protest in the criminal case of President Trump's longtime friend, and why there's a new name for the coronavirus. Plus, Samsung's big reveal, NASA is recruiting, and misconceptions about job hopping. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. And the results are in. Senator Bernie Sanders has been declared the winner of the New Hampshire primary, seen as a progressive candidate, while two moderates came in second and third, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and the Senator Amy Klobuchar. As for Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden, who have both been considered frontrunners before, well, they kind of struggled last night. They came in fourth and fifth. But despite their poor showing in New Hampshire, Warren says she's in for the long haul. And Biden predicted he'll win the next two contests. The same can't be said for two other candidates, though. Both entrepreneur Andrew Yang and Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado dropped out of the race altogether yesterday. ABC News says Yang told his supporters the numbers are clear and he just wasn't going to win the nomination. That said, the Democratic field is still pretty crowded, with nine candidates still in the running. Of course, President Trump won the Republican primary in New Hampshire last night. Up next, the Nevada caucuses and South Carolina primaries are later this month, and so-called Super Tuesday, where more than a dozen states go to the polls, will be March 3rd. Stay tuned. Things just got really controversial surrounding the criminal case of one of President Trump's longtime friends, Roger Stone. The AP reports all four prosecutors just quit the case, and one of them quit his job entirely. They haven't publicly said why, but they up and left right after the Justice Department stepped in and overruled their team's recommendation for how long Stone should spend in prison. Remember, Roger Stone, a longtime ally of Trump, was found guilty in criminal court of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and trying to sabotage the investigation into the Trump campaign in Russia. Well, the prosecutors on the case recommended Stone spend 7 to 9 years behind bars. Now, Justice Department authorities are stepping in, calling that excessive and shocking, and wanting to see a shorter sentence recommended. They say Stone's advanced age and lack of criminal history means he should spend less time behind bars. Ultimately, though, it's up to a judge. Still, the AP says it's a very rare thing for the Justice Department to step in like this, and critics are calling it purely political. The updated recommendation came just hours after President Trump tweeted about the original sentencing, calling it horrible and unfair. And now, since all four prosecutors withdrew from the case, it has some people wondering if, in this instance, the Justice Department felt pressure from Trump to take action. A Justice Department spokeswoman, though, said, no way, that the decision to step in was made before Trump's tweet. Either way, the judge will have the final say on this. Sentencing is set for next Thursday, February 20th. The coronavirus now has a new official name. The World Health Organization says it's COVID-19. NPR reports the CO stands for corona, the VI, virus, and the D stands for disease. As for the 19, well, that signals the year it was discovered, 2019. Remember, people first started getting sick in China back in December. The name is pretty technical, and that's exactly how health officials want it. CNBC reports they avoid naming diseases after locations, animals, or groups of people because they don't want to stigmatize anyone or any place. And there's a new name also because coronavirus is actually a type of virus, a large family of viruses, not one specific strain. So COVID-19 is the specific strain of the one we're seeing lately. As for the potential for a vaccine, Reuters reports health officials don't think one will be ready for another year and a half. So far, COVID-19 has killed more than 1,100 people and sickened more than 45,000 others. And it's still spreading around the world. Well, back in the U.S., a major merger between two of America's largest wireless carriers is almost a done deal now. We're talking T-Mobile and Sprint. A federal judge in New York gave it the thumbs up. The judge rejected a challenge from more than a dozen states who had said the takeover would mean less competition among carriers and therefore ultimately higher prices for consumers. But the judge disagreed, calling it a good thing for consumers. T-Mobile's $26.5 billion takeover of Sprint still needs a few more approvals, but T-Mobile expects it to finalize by April. Assuming the deal goes through, the AP says Sprint customers would start getting a T-Mobile bill, and Sprint's prepaid Boost Mobile customers will eventually be handed over to Dish. But keep in mind, the transition may take a few years. The companies argue the deal will really mean a faster rollout of the faster 5G mobile network across the country. We'll see. Well, speaking of mergers, the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, wants some top tech companies to hand over all acquisition records from the last decade. They're usually reported to the FTC anyway, but smaller deals slip through the cracks and are not formally reviewed by regulators. So now the FTC wants Google, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft to open up their books. CNBC reports it's mostly to learn how big tech companies use these purchases to gain more power. But regulators also want to know if the companies broke any antitrust laws. Depending on what the FTC finds, it could mean more investigations to come. So far, the tech companies haven't commented. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor, Rothy's. Rothy's shoes are stylish, sustainable, comfortable, and machine washable. Really all in one pair of shoes. They really are the perfect flats for life on the go. I was so impressed by the fact you can wear them right out of the box, no break-in period required. One Yahoo editor called them the most comfortable flats I've ever owned. And honestly, I agree. Not only do they look and feel great, I always feel great about wearing them because Rothy's are seamlessly knit using thread made from plastic water bottles. Rothy's has diverted more than 35 million water bottles from landfills already. I have one pair so far from the Merino collection, and I love being able to throw them on to go anywhere from a casual run to the grocery store to a work meeting. Plus, Rothy's always comes with free shipping and free returns, so there's no risk to try. Check out all the amazing styles right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy to get yourself your new favorite flats. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. After weeks of teasing the Galaxy Z Flip, Samsung made it official at its Unpacked event yesterday. TechCrunch says the Flip-style smartphone has glass inside, and when the phone is shut, the outside has a small display for things like battery life and notifications. There's also a flex mode where you unfold the phone halfway like a laptop, which works well for hands-free video calls. The phone will be available this week, but it's not cheap. It costs about $1,300. Then there's the flagship phone, the Galaxy S20, which comes in three different sizes and supports 5G. It's basically an upgraded version of the Galaxy S10 and has a much better camera. The phones start at $1,000 and will be available in March. CNET says Samsung also announced a new version of its Galaxy Buds that have better battery life and an extra microphone. You may have seen the so-called broomstick challenge on social media. People are posting pictures and videos of their brooms standing up on their own. The claim is that the brooms could only stand on their own on one day, February 10th, because of a unique gravitational pull happening that day. Well, NASA is now confirming it's fake. NASA told CBS News there's no truth behind the broom challenge, and the broom will stand on its own any day of the year, thanks to, well, physics. NASA calls the challenge harmless, but says people do need to do their research before believing anything like that online. Well, NASA is looking for its next group of astronauts. CNET says NASA will start accepting applications in March. Applicants have to be U.S. citizens, have a master's degree in science, technology, engineering, or math, and 2 years of related experience. They'll also have to take a two-hour online assessment and pass NASA's physical exam for a chance to get the job. NASA says the astronauts it chooses could launch rockets, work in the International Space Station, land on the moon in 2024, or be one of the first humans to head to Mars in 2030. NASA hopes to choose the next astronauts by the middle of next year. Well, we now know who was named Best in Show at the 144th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show last night, and it was Siba the Standard Poodle. USA Today says it's the fifth Standard Poodle to ever win that honor, meaning it's now one of only four breeds who have five or more Best in Show titles. Bourbon the Whippet was the runner-up. A name change just happened for the movie Birds of Prey after its disappointing opening weekend at the box office. The superhero movie titled Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn has been changed to simply Harley Quinn Birds of Prey on ticket websites. It's rare for a studio to change the name after the movie's release, but CNN says it could make it easier for people to find the film when trying to buy tickets. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today is an unexpected report about job hopping. Yes, we've talked about this topic before, when workers bounce from job to job every few years. But despite what some experts thought, a new survey from Zapier says millennials and Gen Zers actually plan to stay where they are for at least 6 years and don't want to hop from job to job. Past surveys have shown the opposite, saying 40% of millennials have already had at least four jobs since graduating, But Zapier asked more than 1,000 young people about job hopping, and more than half said their job is a major part of their personal identity, and they don't plan to go anywhere. All right, thank you so much for listening today, and a special welcome to our new listeners thanks to the feature on the CastBox app. So happy to have you here with us. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. It's free, and it puts the show right into your library so you can easily find us each morning. As always, I'm grateful for each of you listening on whatever platform you prefer. And remember, you can always find the links and sources mentioned in today's episode description, right in your podcast app or at thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.